What's happening, everyone? Welcome to What's Your Art? Now, What's Your Art is a platform that I've built to help artists share their story and their journey. Now, the main mission is to simply inspire the next wave of upcoming creative artists. But I'm super excited to bring you guys a series of stories which features some of the most dopest creative artists that I've come across in my career. In season 1, episode 1, guys, we are here ready to launch. So today's guest goes by the name of Marcello. He's an R&B singer, songwriter, producer, and overall an incredible artist. But you might have seen his music on iTunes, Spotify, you might have heard him live, you might have even seen his work on the latest Enigma album, or you might know him for his incredible voice and harmonies. But we got the chance to sit down with him today and really go back into finding out what it was like for him to grow up in Brazil, falling in love with music, and eventually coming to the UK to pursue his passion. We talk about what it's like to be a musician, what it's also like to live a lifestyle of a musician, and he also talks about the importance of discipline for an artist and also the sacrifices that you need to make to pursue the career. So without giving too much away, I want you guys to enjoy the interview. And here goes, season 1, episode 1. Enjoy.
Oh, music lasts forever. Can you read here my computer now?
I love it.
Where's my gold?
All right. We have Marcello in the house. So thank you so much for joining me today. You are the first guest on the What's Your Art documentary series. The reason I'm doing this is because I want to create a platform for artists to express and then share their vision, share their artistry, and also to get to know why they do what they do. So Marcello, you're an artist, singer, songwriter, producer, an amazing, talented person, and I'm super proud to also call you my friend and my brother. So thank you so much for doing this.
Welcome. Thank you for having me on this thing. Yeah.
No problem.
I need to tell you before anything, Anton is always pushing me inside the technology field to install new apps and do new stuff. Yeah, thank you.
I may do that a little, but you know, it's amazing to have you, man. It's amazing to have you.
So thank you for having me.
I have actually loads of questions for Mia as well, but okay. We're going to get into everything about music. But before that, get into the background side of things, you know, how did Marcello come about? What's the background behind, what's the culture behind you?
She wants the very beginning.
Let's do it, man.
Okay, well, yes, I originally was born in Brazil. I come from a mixed family with, I always joke and I say to people that I'm a pizza because I have from my mom's side, French and British, from my father's side, Italian and Portuguese. And I was accidentally born in Brazil. So I'm a pizza with four nations, and it made all sense one day to come back to Europe, and that's why now I'm living here. Jokes apart, yes, I come from a family with musicians also. Mom, she was a musician, producer, so I grew up in studios. I remember going to studios since the age of 5, so yeah, a long time ago. And I grew up in studios recording, learning how to record with people with, at the time, top-notch industry team, like producers, songwriters, engineers, vocal engineers, vocal recordists. So I was always around, and I need to confess that I used to spend the night time in studio, and right. The next day I used to go to school, and I was doing the afternoon shift because I couldn't wake up early. And every time that I remember, my mom was going to the studio, say, can I go together? Let's go to the studio. And yes, it was something that I used to love to do. So I remember me carrying roll tapes and cables and going with the technicians inside the studio to see what was happening. For sure, was having me as a mascot in the studio, right?
So how did all this transition into what you do today? When did it become a serious thing? You know what? I want to be a singer, create albums, produce music. When did that all started for you?
Well, I think music and being a singer, I remember again when I was a very young age and I said to my mom, you know, the thing that I like to do is singing. I was spending time buying vinyls, buying tapes, the cassette tapes to record music from the radio. I was always involved with music, and when I was doing a different activity that wasn't music, I was trying to find a way to put music on that activity technically. And my mom, she realized that I could sing. And there was a story that I was watching TV ads, and when they were releasing a kind of the greatest hits of whatever. I was in front of the television and I was singing along that kind of ad. And because, you know, a television ad shows like 5-10 seconds of every different track, and because it was a kind of greatest hits, something like this, I was following the tracks, and every time that a new track started playing, I was immediately singing on the same key. That was the moment that my mom said, oh, he can definitely sing, because I was following the keys.
That's incredible, because you know, you had to go through a transition to really figure mm-hmm. it out. And obviously it's amazing when you have like people backing you up from a young age, because I know most creatives don't really have that aspect, because either sure. their parents don't agree with what they're doing,
they're
always alone. But I guess with you, you had that push. But even though you had the push from your mom, you knew that, you know, you wanted to sing, and eventually you found a way to start writing songs as well. And then it became your own journey. For me, I didn't have anybody backing me up, but eventually I found my niche, which was, you know, in dancing. And then from dance, I went into finally arranging teams and crews to perform on different stages. So obviously you started writing songs, you started using music. Do you remember the time that you actually produced your first album for yourself?
Well, I'm gonna say like this. I still don't have a first album. I have some singles, some EPs. I worked with some music back in Brazil also. I worked a little bit in Germany, in Brazil, in America. I have also a single in Israel, in Hebrew, because I am Jewish.
Right.
So yeah, we have some stuff around the globe. So, but I remember very much the first tracks I started working on. And I think that writing and producing is a process that the more you do, better you become, for sure. So you need to practice, and it's a constant school, it's a constant learning. Every day a different sound came to my head. Sometimes could be a bass, could be a cello, could be, you know, a piano, but could be a synthesizer with a different sound. And what is funny for me, what is nice to do, when I have this sound in my head, I need to go to a computer or to a different musician and say, I'm listening to this sound and I need to bring this to life. The first recording sessions, they weren't that good, I need to be honest. But yeah, I think it's a part of the growing up process. Yeah.
Right. And I totally agree with it, because, you know, like when you start something, you don't know what you're doing, or you're always trying to like experiment, right? And I think this is the
thing
that most artists have, especially the upcoming artists, thinking, you know what, I'm a really good singer or I'm a really good dancer, I want to start. I had that fear. I had the fear of doing this. This is the first time me doing this. So I had that. But I had to tell myself, you know what? You got to put that fear behind and actually just start, because you're going to learn. So how do you find the motivation and the discipline to really put in the work to create something special?
The discipline is something that I don't tell, well, today I'm going to work 5 hours, period. No, I never say that. I always say, oh, I have an idea, I need to work on this idea. And I start working on it and I don't look at the watch, because I can spend like 40 minutes and have what I need for the track.
Right.
Or I can work like 12 hours and I say, damn it, that's not what I want. Then I come back home and I say, my God, I've been working for 12 hours and I don't have anything. So next day we start again until you find whatever you need. So the discipline is more about, again, I think it's about love.
So talk to me about, if somebody wants to, so say somebody has an idea, you know what, I have a great voice, I got great talent in making music, producing, or whatever the case is. Like, what advice would you give them starting up? Because I know there are a lot of people who are scared to start something, or they're afraid of what the people might think, or they might not like my voice, they might not like my beats, you know, and they're scared to put their stuff out and start. So what advice would you give somebody starting up?
The first thing is believe in yourself. I know that can be very, oh, here we go with this beautiful story, but that's true. You need to believe in yourself, you know? Music lasts forever. Can you read here on my computer now?
I love it.
Believe in yourself. If somebody try to discourage you, don't listen to them. If somebody say to you, oh, but nah, this is not gonna happen, don't believe them. Don't believe them, because that's the first step. You need to cross all these doors and then do what you love. If you feel that music's what you love, is what you want to do, if you feel that singing is the most important thing in your life, it's like your air, you breathe music. So don't listen to other people. Do whatever you think it's right for you when you feel it's right, when, when you're feeling well and feeling good and that, keep doing it.
Before we wrap up, my final question to you is, what impact would you like to have with your music in this world?
Woo, good question. Oh boy. Well, I believe that music is an instrument of nature that helps to heal, gives you good energy. Even sad songs, if you have a sad song, maybe you can help somebody go, if a person is struggling with something, and use that song to go deep, learn more about themselves, and then keep shining, you know? I hope my music can help people to get happier and heal people when they need to, and bring good energy always, and bring people together. When COVID is over, bring people together live again. It'll be amazing.
100%, man. 100%. I love that. And it's so simple, right? It's so simple, but so effective. I mean, for you to write a song and making sure that might help somebody out, that might, someone's going through something, that, you know, it could be a depression, breakup. I know you make songs in all areas of life, you know, and that could relate to somebody. And music changes people. And music is energy, right? Marcello, I just want to say thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you for having me here.
No problem, my man.
It's amazing.
What's Your Art? It's a documentary series platform. Again, bringing all artists, giving them the chance to speak and express and, you know, share their knowledge. And bro, thank you so much. Peace and love.
See you soon.
Peace. Bye. Bye.